We will start at 10 o'clock and get ready.
Let's don't say we did.
Let's have a word this morning. Heavenly Father, we lift up our troops in the Middle East. We pray for their safety. Pray that this war would come to an end soon. Pray for the leaders of our country. We pray that our politicians would come together for the good of our country. We are the commissioners today and our judges. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On our Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out this morning. We will get started with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, unless it is an agenda item, we cannot comment back to it unless it's a factual statement about what is being said. And also, just for the record as well, Commissioner Precinct 1 is out today. So anyone from the audience wish to address the court at this point?
All right. I'm good, Jim.
Fisher?
Good.
Okay. All right. Well, we will move on to item number two, which is acknowledging presentation, a presentation of Q1 2026 tax abatement report for Golden Triangle Polymers. Ms. Emily, you're up.
Good morning. Good morning, Judge, Commissioner, staff. My name is Emily Mellon, and I am Public Affairs representing Golden Triangle Polymers. I have our first quarter report for 2026 in accordance with our tax abatement agreement with Orange County. This report covers the period of January 1st through March 31st, 2026. Trust that you all have the report. On page two, under vendor supplier opportunities, the total number of local companies on our approved vendor list is 35. Total number of local companies on our local first vendor list is 139. For this quarter, the EPCs report 15 local companies invited to bid for work. GTP reports 11 local companies invited to bid for work or issued purchase orders for Golden Triangle Polymers. Under vendor supplier awarded, the EPCs report 15 local companies awarded bid for work for a spend on contracted work with local companies of $6.8 million. GTP reports 11 local companies awarded work for a spend of nearly $7 million with local companies. For a total quarter spend between GTP and EPCs, in the first quarter of $13,662,690. On the small purchase spend, which is the total credit card spend in the community, EPCs report local companies spend with local companies for small purchases of $2.2 million. GTP reports $143,017 for a total quarter spend between GTP and EPCs with local companies as $2.3 million on small dollar purchases. On pages 3 and 4, you will see the list of companies in which this money was spent locally during the first quarter. And on page 5, notably, with this report, we're pleased to announce that the project has surpassed $500 million in local contracted spend, with $505,366,302. And that does not include small purchases. And finally, on page 6, you will see new employment hires for the first quarter, with EPCs employing 10 new local workforce hires and GTP reporting 2 local workforce hires, with approximately 3,400 local hires made since 2023. And that concludes our report for the first quarter of 2026. If you have any questions or comments, we'd be happy to have them.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yeah, thank
you. Saying thank you doesn't seem like enough. Say that number real fast.
Yeah. But and so I know as far as total number of employees out there, contract and permanent out there right now, I know it's been reducing down. We can tell by traffic. But the so about what are we at this point now?
Total, including company employees, is probably around 3,500.
Okay. What was it at its highest?
We peaked at 8,500 contractors, and probably at that time had about 250 company employees on board.
All right. Any other questions? I'm sure she would love to answer anything that you have to answer.
Happy. Happy to.
All right. Well, thank you for the report. Excellent. Thank you all.
What's next?
Expansion?
All right.
Surely it's almost outdated. I mean, we need to update something, right?
I just need a motion and a second to accept as presented.
So moved. Second.
Motion by two, second by three. All in favor to accept. All right. I'm sorry. All right. Thank you. Thank y'all.
Maybe build a new dock before the bridge.
Oh, the fun bridge. All right. Item number three. Yeah, discussion and possible action to take any action required for the public hearing held in previous session this day concerning the Capstone Project. There she is. All right. And then I tell you what I want to do. I want to know, I'm going to, under 071, I'm going to go into closed session just so we have a chance to discuss a few things amongst ourselves. Then we'll probably bring you guys back in, but it would be, I'll make sure I do this right. Under the terms of what we could do here. And so we will go out in closed session at 10:07 for just a real brief discussion amongst ourselves, bring y'all back in, and then that way we can come back in and discuss it. And that will be without recording. All right, we will come back into open session if everybody's ready at 10:29. For any further discussion and our motions.
We approve the incentive for the Capstone Project of $400,000 to be paid out in $200,000 on the first steps of completion that has been drawn up and $200,000 on the second step of completion once it's rolled up, reloaded by our city, county attorney.
All right.
I'll second that.
All right, so I have a motion. Let me get this wrote right, so I'll make sure I got all my good stuff wrote. I got a motion by four, a second by three. And just to recap, so that we're a motion to approve based off of a change in the EDC's amount remaining at $200,000, the county's amount being reduced from $300,000 down to $200,000 for the project, and due to the change in scope of work primarily, and with all other things being considered and being the same, and then upon completion of the attorney rewriting that agreement to show the $300,000 down to the $200,000 agreement on the resolution. Mike, I got that right.
And just for a little explanation as to why, when the project was originally brought to us, it was valued at $58 million. The paperwork that we have in hand from the developer says $49 million. That's basically a 45 million dollars. That's basically a 22% decrease in the value of the project. And the money that we had approved was for the bigger amount, the higher amount.
Okay.
So just, can you clarify, kind of hard time hearing what you were saying?
All right, so the original agreement that we went into, or that we went in session, was at the very beginning of the project, they asked for, it was a $500,000. Based off of a $58 million build. The build has changed to, in the paperwork, it says $45 million. That's what we have to go by, $45 million. So based off that reduction in the scope, we're reducing the amount of payment that we're willing to make out towards that project by that same 20%, basically, so that the EDC's portion would still be $200,000. The county's, which was going to be $300,000, will now be only $200,000 as well. All the other parameters stay the same.
Okay, so appreciate
that
the county
funding,
but how come
EDC's
funding?
It's funded by us anyway.
It's all the same money. We fund the EDC. I mean, whether it's EDC or county, it's all the same. Because we put the $200,000 in the EDC.
Yeah, that's where they get it from the county. and ask for developmental props.
That was why I was asking why you were in favor of this in lieu of a tax abatement.
Well, I know EDC gets a budget. We can talk later.
Go ahead.
But I know EDC in our budget gets a set amount how much they spent, so I thought that is set, and then this was just an additional amount.
A couple of years ago, the county put the $200,000 in the EDC for the possibility of land acquisition.
Right.
It's restricted.
It's restricted solely to that. Has to come to court for us to approve the spending.
Right, but it's already there. We've already allocated in this preparation,
we've already figured out how we're going to replace that $200,000 next year that we're taking this year.
Oh, well, we'll get to that.
So it's all county money.
Yeah.
We'll get to that at budget time.
Yes, exactly. All right, so currently I have that on the, I have a motion and a second for that currently. Is there any other discussion? All right, if not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, thank you. That's a long time coming. All right, we will move forward to item number four, which is a discussion and possible action to appoint a new board member to the Gulf Coast Protection District, the GCPD. We have that on here. Commissioner Rockford's time is ending on the GCPD, and we have to have a representative for our area for the GCPD. So we would like to present Mr. David Rutledge. If you would like to stand up so everybody knows. I think everybody knows who you are anyway, David. I feel very, very confident that, you know, David has been, you know, other than going to every single meeting that we've had over the last 7-8 years of this thing, he's very up to speed on this project, the importance of this project to Orange County. So I feel very, very comfortable with you being our representative there, David. So thank you for stepping up. It's a lot. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm starting to get the sense of that.
Yeah, there you go. But and how important that is. But I do need to have a...
I will make that motion, and I will be watching everything you do.
There you go. All right, so I have a motion by three.
To help.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for accepting. I mean, I say volunteering for that. I'm not sure that he let you volunteer. But thank you for that. It's a very, very important project for our county.
Well, right? I appreciate the county having faith in me to do this. I'll do my utmost to represent Orange County. It's very important to me and my fellow citizens. City, especially in Orange County as a whole, for our continued prosperity. So I'm looking forward to doing everything I possibly can to help out.
All right, well, thank you. All right, so I have a motion by three. I had a second by four. Any further discussions on that? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion passes as well. Thank you, David. All right, item number five, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for May 5th.
From the general fund, $15,198.11. Adult probation, $455.31. Airport, $309.42. For total payment of $15,962.84.
I have a motion. Motion by four, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Item number six. I'm actually going to go to item number 13 because I need to approve 13 before I approve six. So we'll go to item number 13. And that is discussion and possible action to increase the pre-approved capital outlay amount of $35,000. Plus $3,995 for a total of $38,995 for the road and bridge boat purchase due to price increases since the budget was approved. That's pretty self-explanatory. So we got a motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
So,
yeah.
Kelly, unless you want to talk about it, Kelly. Hey, well, I'm going to tell you it was an expenditure that was needed to be done because, you know, if you're not familiar with this bridge, you cannot be familiar with this bridge, but it has a lot of issues along the way. The majority of the work that has to be done on this bridge has to be done from underneath the bridge. we had to get something that was safe for our guys, a platform that was safe to work underneath. The boat that they had before was a little bitty, very scary, I wouldn't even operate it kind of boat. But now we've got them something that's safe and secure that they can work underneath. And I'm glad that that they'll get that benefit of that and not have to have nearly as much worry about being on the water working on something.
I do want to add, thank you. That, as you said, the boat that we did have was... It was in
fact, not real stable, was it?
No, it wasn't. And this is going to be much better. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Glad that I'm glad we got them something safe. All right, but I had to approve that because that is in the list of the bills that will be paid under the item, so I wanted to make sure. So item number six is discussion and possible action regarding payment of May 12, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. A, $47,125 from the general fund 001681530024 to Rock Builders LLC for phase one of two concrete and dirt work for pickleball courts. B, $21,652.83 from the general fund 001-111-54235 to UTMB for contract payment due May 2026. C, $34,000 from the road and bridge fund 002-573-52520 to IVM Solutions for roadside vegetation management. Turf program application dates of 4/20/2026 to 4/28/2026. And D, $38,995 from the Road and Bridge Fund 002-573-590 to Patriot Airboat Corporation for a 2026 Patriot flat bottom boat and coastline trailer. And then as listed.
From the general fund, $392,413.48. Road and Bridge, $358,416.41. Mosquito Control, $766.03. Adult probation, $655.28. Airport, $3,266.71. Consolidated accounts, $1,586. ARPA, $244.13. For total payment of $757,358.04.
Real quick, Kellen, on the IVM, on the vegetation spraying of that, is this for one application or for two? I know there's been some discussions about they were going to do a pre-emergent spray and then come back and do another spray, but I don't think they got, I don't think they were able to get
this
pre-emergent.
For this pre-emergent spray.
So they did the pre-emergent late?
Yes, sir.
But when are they going to do the next part, and then there will there be another payment?
There would have to be another payment, yes, sir. And it would be... toward the end of summer.
Trying to get it back in order.
Right.
Okay. They have to do two sprays to really make a difference. And from what they told us is that they're going to do this and get it to that point, and then next year they'll get back on the right schedule and it'll stay that way. It'll keep it the whole year.
But can you get a
second application? It's gonna take over and make it to the next application next year.
Can you get us their GIS map where we can actually look at the roads they spray? Because I haven't noticed as much in Precinct 2 as I did last year. It could be with a different spray that they're doing. I don't know.
I will get it. I will talk to them and I will get that. And get
yeah,
it
when
to
you
take.
Do that, that's going to take and just do their route where they spray, they make it difficult to read.
Yeah, the GIS maps are... a little bit more difficult to read and stuff. Just a straight map would probably be easier for us folks to look at.
I have one in the office I can print and give
you. Okay. All right.
You got a motion?
I do not.
So
I have a motion by two. Second by three. Any further discussion?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
The pickleball courts, is that the Claiborne Park?
No, that's
Rule Park.
Rule Park.
Oh,
and that is out of their parks fund.
Also, a local, two of the companies on that were paying today are local companies. Proud to see that.
Yes.
I like
that.
Thank you.
We do too. All right. Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number seven, discussion of possible action regarding a line item transfer from 001-740-52117, K-9 supplies of $9,000, to 001-740-52110, public safety supplies, uniforms $9,000, purpose to provide funds for the patrol uniform and transition. Chief, anything you want to add on that?
Yes, sir. Standardize our uniforms again to make a more durable uniform that we can get. We'll start out with patrol first, and then we'll get it. And next year, we'll go to the rest of the services.
So moved.
Motion by three, second. Motion by two, second by four. I was all over the board on that.
Chief, I got a question. I guess it's not really straight to this, but weren't you supposed to pick up our radios sometime? I just thought about that.
Yeah. I can't.
Okay.
Forgot to bring it today.
Yeah, I can pick them all at the same time.
Mine's on my desk. I'm all.
We're going through all the radios right now, too. So we're looking at doing a big changeover, a transition of the radios, since some of them end of life anyway.
Do you need the charger, too, or just the radio?
Probably need the chargers, too, to look at.
I'll bring the whole bag.
Yes. There you go. All right. So motion by two, second by four, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number eight, discussion of possible action regarding a line item transfer for the Sheriff's Office Jail from 001-743-5750, equipment greater than $5,000 of $1,000, to 001-743-54130, contracted services and maintenance of $1,000. Purpose to cover remaining funds for yearly maintenance for the jail administration copier and replenish line item for the remainder of the year. Anything you want to add to that, Chief?
Yes, sir. We got a new printer. We got a new services there, so our service went up for that.
Is it your birthday or anything?
Birthday.
That's about the only time we buy printers.
Yeah.
Copier. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I need to change the rules then.
All right. Shredder
three. Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
I have too many birthdays already.
Too many birthdays already. I got
Well, don't stop having them.
Yeah, don't stop having them. That ain't never good. Item number nine, discussion of possible action regarding the certification of April 2026 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10. Itavia, you are up.
Good morning. This is our collections for April 2026. Total collections were $3,199,034.76. Out of that collection, the county's portion was $530,536.49. That's bringing our current collection year to date at 93.17%, which is about average.
Actually, a little higher.
It's a little higher than last year. Yeah, we're doing better.
1% higher. That's a lot of money.
It's okay. It's better to go up in the middle. But yeah.
All right. Motion by three. Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
No.
Item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding the change of vendor purchase of a fuming chamber for lifting fingerprints from items. This was previously approved for purchase from the 25-26 budget capital outlay request. The original vendor chosen can no longer get this item, which resulted in the need to purchase from a different vendor. No additional funds are required for this purchase as it is below the original cost for the fuming chamber. This will be for the Orange County Sheriff's Office CID Division. I don't need any explanation on that, Chief, other than we're just changing the vendors, but the prices are below the original approved price.
Yes, it's $5,000.
That's great. Can we change all of our vendors if we get $5,000 each time?
That's a
first. So who was my motion? Motion was four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Thank you. Item number 11, discussion and possible action, receive and act upon projects as presented by the Maintenance and Operations Department. Mr. Gidger, you are up.
Well, as y'all can tell, that we had some work done inside the admin building here. We have some ductwork that's blown apart. We still have ductwork blown apart. We're waiting for court to be finished before we can start working, tearing the ceiling out again. So
you're saying we might not need to wear a jacket the next time we come to court?
Yeah, we're having a lot of extra air distributed through the ceiling above us right now. So,
extra conditioned air.
Yeah, it's really doing us a number. It's got like an 8-foot part of ductwork blown out.
The good news is there's nothing dripping out of the lights.
That's true. Yeah. It's got a lot of cold air up there, that's for sure.
No condensation.
So we did. We're working on that. As soon as we get finished with the court and all that, we'll start back after launch on this. And we erected the lean-to at 1442. We have to do the electrical work on the inside, and then we'll get the spray-in foam and we'll put the air conditioning unit inside the building, and then we'll be done with that building. The other projects, we have still to do some work in the pod buildings. We still haven't finished out our kitchens and our cutouts for our restrooms. And then next project will be what the blueprint is. So the
Yeah. You know, but see.
This right. time I put the whole building on.
Slide that one down. I got another one.
So I had to cut down the size of the veterans by, it's a 40 by 40.
But you originally sized the 40 by 50.
Correct. The reason is the the elevation of transportation where their drive is and where the elevation will be with the base flood elevation for the new building or to maintain a drainage where I don't have to worry about anything flooding inside the building. So that's why we have to downsize the footprint.
Yeah, I'm good with that. It's not flooding nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark has not looked at that print because I had changed the drawing up. So I shrunk the building down in size.
Well, and like we talked about, though, if you can make that bathroom a unisex bathroom, that gives them some square
footage. Yeah, that's another question I have to ask because we can change the footprint up some. I just drew it what they actually have right now. They do have a man's and a ladies' restroom. But if we could change it into a unisex, then that would save a lot of cost.
Have we made any determination on if we're able to do this, move JP to the new location with veterans? Have we made any determination what we can do with the property that they're in now?
No. The problem with that one is I got to find the deed for the property when the county got it. It is the county clerk's office doesn't have anything whatsoever on it. I have to get with Michelle at the law firm and get with the appraisal district, see if I can find anything from the Holden family.
I can find something. I can use some.
Okay.
It says that it reverts back to them if we use it for anything other than a county court. So we can't sell it.
Right. Well, no, that's okay. I'm good with getting it off the tax roll as old as that building is. Yeah. That may not be our insurance bill.
Yeah, because we don't.
So I got two quotes, and the quotes were to give the court a general idea on cost, and this would be to erect the building and pour slab. The build-out would be up to the county. That would say, I mean, we're not on a time frame on this, but we could save a lot of money by labor if we did the build-out ourselves.
Yeah, because that would just about double the price on it, too.
Oh, yeah, at least.
If they were to do it.
It's not a bad price that we got, that first page that you looked at. I think that was a really good price.
$66,358.
Yeah. But I talked with Michelle from Purchasing, and there was a company, what's it, Precision?
Preferred
Facilities out of Beaumont, right? They're a company that's on government pricing, and they don't have a problem in coming out and looking at the project about giving us a scope of work for the building and all that, so I was going to reach out to them to another price and see.
Yeah. But this price is from a company that's located in Orange County.
Yes, sir. Both of the two prices I gave you are.
And that comes in at roughly $41.50 a square foot for this shell that we're looking at.
We paid $20,000 for that 30 by 50 lean-to. So $20,000 on that. Then we paid $9,800 to have it erected. That price right there for that's not too bad for. And that's including the plumbing stud outs, you know. It's not just a slab, it's plumbing and ground.
Yeah, plumbing, concrete,
yeah.
In the building. So what's it does show on here, labor due at completion. What is that labor at $13,000?
Once the building's erected. Mm-hmm. Once the slab's poured, the building's erected, that's his final payment.
Okay.
Yeah, he just identified it in the partial payments of different phases of the project. But to let the court know, I gave you the blueprint just to show an idea. Mark Hammer has not looked at this because I did change it up. So I took two offices out.
Here, Kirk, set this up in case somebody else might want to look at it. Quarters.
Yeah.
You done this, Joe?
Yes.
Before it falls off my lap.
But if, what the court wants me to do, I have to move the fence at the transportation because the fence protrudes out onto the land by the veterans office. I got a American Fence giving me a quote on moving the fence. I shouldn't have to buy any chain link fence. I may have to buy some posts, but I shouldn't have to buy any chain link fence. I'm also getting a quote from two companies to take some trees down at the facility also. So I will submit those to the court once I get all those prices. I'll just send y'all an email. I don't know when.
So are you wanting to, I guess basically, are you wanting to look at putting this into our next year's budget?
That's up to y'all. I don't have it in the funds of this year, so it would be, by no means. But some of the stuff that can be moved forward as far as like the tree removal and the fence stuff, that can be done in this year's budget. But
and you have funds to cover that if we decide to move forward.
Yes, sir. Okay. Plus, the main thing is to get the trees away from the existing building. That way we don't have any issues with trees falling from storms on our buildings.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your question, Ms. Lynn?
Across
1442 from the expo next to the transportation building where the Veterans Affairs is now.
So we're just...
The veteran building is going to stay. What we're trying to do is to move JP2 that's in orange here out there. They would take the veterans building and then we'd add a 40 by 40 building to the building for veterans because there's two people in almost 4,000 square foot. We could utilize, JP2 could utilize that space more adequate than the veterans did.
And to try to upgrade the building that JP2 is currently in now would cost more than this money to try to bring it up to any kind of, it's in bad shape.
Yeah, trying to consolidate and make better use of existing buildings.
That makes sense. Now, what about, 1442 is low, what about the drainage?
That's not low where that's at.
No, the elevation over there, we didn't flood in Ike over there.
Oh. Yeah, the elevation's good there. The drainage he's talking about is just because it's going to be next to the transportation building, not to have the water push on each other.
Right. I'm just saying, once
it's just runoff water. The trees are in between transportation and the veterans building. Okay. It's just an oak tree that's sitting there.
They're already probably creating some maintenance issue with leaves building up in the gutters of the existing building.
Yeah,
I
would say let's get a cost of the fence removal, the trees, and go ahead and bring that in. So, because you can move forward with that regardless. And then, I would say move this into our next year's budget. I don't think you can get it started before at that point in time anyway, before October 1st, could you?
No.
Yeah. So I would say that we just put this in next year as a budget request for next year's budget. I mean, it needs to be done. We know it needs to be done. I'm just thinking about the paint.
Could you put some numbers together for us for the interior build out, too, so we have a good understanding?
Yeah, I can throw some rough numbers for that.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Somebody
made
the trees for you?
One company that I've used all the time was Davis Tree Service out of Vider.
Sent you White Oak because I was supposed to send it to you. It was on the phone, but then I forgot.
Okay.
But they've worked real good with the county. So.
Okay. Anything else?
I'll print.
In the maintenance.
It'd be like sending pictures, huh?
All right.
Okay, I'm good.
All right.
Thank you for all the work on that, Kurt.
Yes, thank you.
Same way. Well, I needed a couple of
those.
Need a drafting table up here to lay them out on.
Number 12, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the Road and Bridge Department. Mr. Kellen, you are up, buddy.
All right. Last month, culvert fees, we collected $6,500. $45. We opened the bridge 54 times. That is probably going to increase with what we have going on down there. Citizens Collection Station, we have 1,405 participants. Waste billing, $33,129. Collection receipts, $18,417. And recycling receipts is $3,854.37.
So is that roughly 24,000 total that we've taken in from it?
Yes.
and 33 was what we had spent.
Yes, sir. For our roads from October 1st till today, we have completed 16.7 miles, and we, as of right now, are working on an additional 2.3 miles to be completed here shortly.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Excellent work, you guys. That is, since I've been here almost 10 years, that's the most amount of road we've ever done. So, thank y'all. You guys are doing good. All right. I'm not even going to go to item 14. Discussion and possible action approving an interlocal agreement between Orange County and the cities of Orange, West Orange. There you go, thank you. Pinehurst, Bridge City, Vider, Rose City, and Pine Forest for joint procurement of a disaster recovery services contract and a debris monitoring contract. Possible action may by the court may include approval for the Orange County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign the same. Joel, you are up, buddy.
Judge Commissioners, you have the agreements with you, I believe. This is just the renewal. We've had that to go in together as a county as a whole with the cities to procure those contracts. So we're just updating the interlocal agreement in this particular item.
Motion.
Motion
by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you, sir. Item number 15, discussion and possible action regarding approval and review of the Orange County building list and the coverage selection for the National Flood Insurance Program. So, Michelle, you have.
Did y'all review the options?
Well, that's a lot of options. But yes, we got to have insurance. You know. So.
I just got the email to apply to. Do y'all want
content coverage? 1,000 content coverage on Positive 2. It's 20,000 for content. It's 2,696. Without content, it's 2,508. We just now need. Yeah, the only content that we really have in there is tables and chairs, right? I mean, we don't really. I don't know that we need $20,000 in coverage for tables and chairs.
At Pod 2, I can't imagine. The way we built that thing up, it's going to take something worse than Harvey for it to flood.
Well, that's not flood. That's flood. Well, yeah, it is flood. Never mind. So, they've all been built up substantially. But still,
it's higher than the water level was ever or has ever been there.
Yeah.
How much would it be to cover it for 20,000? Contents.
20,000 in contents is 2696. Without contents is 2508.
It's $100
more.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's really not that much to carry.
Stepping over dollars to pick up nine.
Exactly. Just need to know whether we approve with or without.
Yeah. I'm making a motion we approve with the contents insurance coverage.
Motion by three, second. I mean, motion by two. I keep doing that. Motion two, second by three. Any further discussion?
And then our option, y'all normally say what option, because normally we go with option B. Is what we normally go with.
And you want to amend yours to say option
B? Yes, option B. That would be my motion.
Thank you. All right, so we have a motion by two, second by three, with the additional coverage and with option B.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 16, discussion of possible action on approving the contract for disaster recovery services per the committee's recommendation and awarding a primary and secondary vendor pursuant to the county award of RFP 26001. Possible action by the court may include approval for the Orange County Judge, Judge Pro Tem, to sign the same pending legal review.
Locked out contract.
Hmm?
Locked out contract.
Yeah. Get those in set. So I have a motion to approve by three.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? The hope is we get all these approved and we don't need any of them. That would be the best. Item number 17, discussion and possible action on approving the contract for disaster monitoring services per the committee's recommendation and awarding a primary and secondary vendor pursuant to the county award of RFP 26-002. Possible action by the court may include approval for the Orange County judge and Judge Pro Tem to sign the same pending legal review as well.
Motion.
Motion number four. Second number three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 18, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for bids for RFP 26-003, emergency disaster service. Will, is that contract in place?
Motion.
Motion second. Three, second by two. Do we want to go ahead and set our committee?
We can.
We can. So our committee would be...
Commissioner Trahan, he ain't here.
Yep. Well, I tell you, it's a brutal one.
Joel, I'll get on there too.
Commissioner Trahan, all right, I got Commissioner Sal. we can't put Michelle on there. All right.
Mandy and James Gill.
Mandy, okay. And James Gill. All right. All right, so I had a motion by three, a second by two. We have a committee picked. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 19, discussion and possible action regarding the renewal agreement between Orange County and Five Star Correctional Services for IFB 21-002 for inmate food services renewal. This is the fifth renewal period. Shall be from June 1st, 2026 through May 31st, 2027. Actions in court... by the court shall include approval for Orange County judge to sign the same that is pending legal review as well.
Yes,
motion for that one.
So moved.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 20. Motion. Discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioner's courtroom. Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? We are adjourned at 11:05.